Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Tuesday at 4. We're lucky enough to be joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Thank you for having me.
Well,
are you kidding me? You're the top media athlete in the city.
Yeah, we heard. Now, I don't know if everybody else heard. But you were awarded the Media Appreciation Award by the Eagles writer, so we would like to give you this platform to give your official acceptance speech. You can only have like 10 minutes, but how many people do you want to thank?
I just know anything about this award. there's no speech to come with that. I'm humbled by it, man. I appreciate it.
You know, what do you think? You are thought of as someone who is generally not just approachable, but thoughtful in your responses, and you do have a good relationship with media in general. Is that like an effort? Is that something that you do on purpose, or is that something that just comes natural to you? Why is that? Why do you think you're perceived that way?
Oh, man, I just like to talk. I think it comes naturally. I just like to talk, man. That's it.
And,
as long as people are respectful, you know, the questions being asked, and people treat, you know, me like a normal human, I have all day for you.
And speaking of being recognized, you were Pro Football Focus highest graded offensive lineman this year. You were not named as a Pro Bowler. Now I know there's a bigger mission, but it must bother you some to not get that recognition.
We have a lot of competition in this league. Especially when it comes to our position, there are a lot of great tackles, a lot of great offensive linemen. So whoever picks it, it's a hard time. I'm not bothered by it, just because the long-term goal has always been to get a Super Bowl ring. So, you know, we have great opportunity right now to keep that goal alive. So that's what I'm focused on.
I will say this one last thing about the award, or pertaining to the award. I think being on this side of things as a media sort of member, we can appreciate your candid responses, your willingness to be sort of a spokesperson in good times and tough times with the team. You've always been straightforward. Well, I think people love that about you. Outside of the award that you received from the media, I think the fans can appreciate you being sort of a face of the franchise. And I don't think that's what you set out to do or intended to do, but I just think it's natural with you. And I just want you to know, I believe it's appreciated by Eagles fans. I don't want you to think that it goes unnoticed. I think it's very much appreciated, because everybody doesn't want to stand in front of a camera during tough times and say those things and speak about those things. And you've been encouraging during those times. And when you felt like you needed to, you felt like we feel like you've laid down the law when you needed to. And I think fans appreciate that, man. So I just wanted to throw you your bouquets for that, because not all the athletes in town are willing to do that. Everybody speaks when things are going well. But I know you're up there win, lose, or draw every week, and we appreciate that.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So Green Bay again. The first game you played against Green Bay feels like it was hundreds of years ago at this point. Honestly, both teams have gone through a lot. Is there much you can glean from that game, that specific game, or is more recent evidence of what they've been doing more helpful for you?
Yeah, you kind of have to look at the DNA. What they go to blitzes are, what they go to defensive fronts are, coverages. That is something that every team will always fall back on. So that's one thing that we'll look at. And then secondly, you got to look at tendencies of the past, you know, five games we'll look at, and see what have they sprinkled in different from our first game. you know, and then it's up to the coaches to put together a great run game plan and a pass game plan. So, you know, I think what stands out on film is they love to stem the front. So move the defensive line, you know, last minute, like a little, how do you describe it, Ike, for the non-footballer people when they stem late?
Oh, yeah, you got the stem late. Yeah, you got the
like
the,
an over to one, over front to an under front.
Mm-hmm. You know, they oh, there you go. Yeah, field. Over front to over front. Yeah, you're on top of it. You got it.
What are we talking about? What is that? What are we talking about here?
It's just hard to see if anyone else can visualize it. in my head, I know, if, you know when I say something, it just comes out and I can see it.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, they love to do that. A lot to try and draw, you know, a false start or anything like that. So it's a good team that we're going up against, but it does feel like it was a year ago since we last played them, like crazy.
Yeah, and it's been a couple of weeks since you guys played a game that mattered. I wouldn't say Sunday's game didn't matter, but I know a lot of the starters are rested. How are you feeling physically? You feel like you're probably as good as you're going to be this time of the year? How are you feeling physically?
Yeah, I feel great. As good as I'm going to be this time of the year. I think that was a great, you know, sort of makeshift bye week that we did last week to get, you know, some rest for the starters. You know, I think as much as we wanted to go for that record, you know, we have bigger plans in mind. And, man, I think physically and mentally, we're all ready to attack this week and get this dub.
Now, you guys haven't played a home playoff game since you won the NFC Championship game a couple years ago against the San Francisco 49ers. Pretty sure you got to be excited about getting in the Link Sunday. Now, we know the Link is crazy every week, right? It's crazy every week, every home game that we have. But the playoff atmosphere, what's that playoff atmosphere like for you guys getting a chance to play in front of these fans?
Oh, man, you know, everything, obviously everything is on the line every week. But to keep it a buck with you, like, it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, for us as players, our mentality has to be, you know, don't make the moment bigger than it is. You know, the fans can enjoy that. But for us as players, we have to be able to play this like it's a regular game. Because you don't want to change anything. Why would you change the way you've gone about your business? Because it's the playoffs. Like, in all reality, yes, there is a certain level to, you know, like, let's look at the last five games of our seasons. They felt like playoff games. So okay. We've been playing at, like, you know, the playoff physicality for the last 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to, you know, a message would be is, this is just the next game. Don't make the moment bigger than it is, and that's how I treat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, making sure that I'm doing my job to the best that I can. So, you know, just keeping things simple, as stupid as it sounds, that's just the way to get it done. Is that it's just the next game that we have to play and that we have to execute, not making the moment bigger than it is.
See, that's the cerebral way. Me, as a special teamer, I was either going to knock myself out or knock the other guy out down an opening kickoff. That's what I was going to do.
I want to say that. in all honesty, that's how I treated the Super Bowl that we played in 2 years ago.
Right.
I never made it the moment bigger than it was. To me, it was just the next game, and that's honestly how I went about it the whole week.
Yep.
You know, Jordan, hearing Ike talk that way, I know why Ike loves Sidney Brown so much. Because when
dude, that's one of my favorite dudes, man. Yes.
He's going 100 miles an hour at every moment. I hear Ike say it, and then I think about it when I watch Sidney Brown. I'm like,
I take that as a compliment.
Yes,
thank you.
Yeah.
But that's what comes with, like, the playoff atmosphere. The atmosphere is different. Everyone's it's electric.
Yeah. Right.
But as a player, and if I was to give advice to our players, it would be, yeah, like, enjoy the atmosphere, but don't lose sight of, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's another game, because, like, it can become a distraction.
No, you're right. No, listen, you got to keep things, yes, you got to do what works exactly for you and don't make the game more than what it is. I totally understand that.
Jordan Mailata with us. Jordan, now, you didn't play in the last game. You did play a bit with Tanner McKee in the previous game, and you blocked for three different quarterbacks in the last, you know, 4 weeks. What are the challenges, in especially in season, of having a different quarterback behind you as an offensive lineman?
Probably just the cadence. I would say that would probably be the biggest issue, is cadence. They all have a different way of, you know, saying the different cadences that we have, that is definitely the hardest part. I mean, there are a couple of times, just even with Kenny being in, even though we had a whole week with Kenny in at QB1 or under center, that was kind of challenging, trying to figure out the, you know, when to kick off the line and when to. There were a couple of plays during the game where I was late just from, again, the cadence timing trouble. So definitely the cadence is the hardest thing. But other than that, you know, they got to do their job, I got to do mine.
So, Jordan, I saved the most important question for last. So you got the award today, the Media Appreciation Award, for an Eagle from the media. If the Eagles were to give away an award to one media member that you guys appreciate the most, which media member do you think that would
question.
Be?
Yeah. I like this question.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that's not fair. They had a week to figure that out.
Okay. All right.
To come up with one. Ask me next week.
All right.
Are we going to hold you to that, too,
yes,
next week?
Yes, we are holding you to it. So go beat the Packers. Right. That way we can have a fun call.
Next week.
All right, Jordan. Well, we're all behind you, man. We're looking forward to this game. Go win it for us.
Good luck Sunday, brother.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. All see right. you later.
There he is, Jordan Mailata.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I want to know if there was somebody right off the top of his head.
But... Well, it probably was Elliot, and then he's probably like, nah, I don't want to name E.
Yeah.
Right? Would he say Jeff McClain? I don't think Jeff's anybody's favorite over there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I bet they like Rube.
Yeah, probably Rube.
I bet they like Rube.
Yep.
I bet they like Zach Berman.
Zach gave
him the award. I bet they like Zach Berman. They like Elliot. Of course, we know Nick likes Elliot because Nick name checks Elliot so consistently. So we're definitely holding him to that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We want to answer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, sure.
When we remind him about the interview next week, he's like, by the way, you better bring your media member, buddy. All right. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
OG?
You excited for this game or what?
Man, I'm pumped, man. And you know what? You know what bothers me? I wish that I could be on the line when Elliot and you guys are debating about this stuff. Because it's like, I mean, it's like amateurs. I'm sitting here watching amateurs debate Spike.
Oh, amateurs. Why is Elliot an amateur?
Well, no, that's my guy. But it's like him and Corey aren't hitting the right spot. Like, you know what I'm
Whoa,
saying?
Even slow Chris down, man.
Pause on that. Yeah. But listen, here's what I want to say about what your question is, Spike. And it's respectable.
The question being, which question? The one about whether
the scoring, like why
don't they score more points?
Scoring as many points? The teams that score the above points more than us are the teams that's been in their offenses for multiple years. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about the talent that we have, AJ and Smitty played four complete games throughout the 17 games. AJ and Smitty only played four games together. You know what I'm saying? So we're going up and down, and then with the input of a new offense, and then with the identity that we have, that we preserve, is that I don't think that Nick and Jalen and the offense was really concerned about how many points we can score so that at the end of the year we're the number one scorer. I think they were more or less trying to get Kellen Moore's offense down so that by the time playoffs come, we're rolling at, you know what I mean? Like, we're performing at a high peak right now. You know, before Jalen's injury, the broken finger, and the concussion, we were really starting to come on. And I think that it's going to pick up on Sunday when we play that game, and just respect that part. I don't think that we're looking to be, not that we don't want to be, the highest scoring team in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't something that we would use. A lot of games we played, We were just running the ball, trying to get the clock out. We kneeled down on quite a few of them when we in the red zone. That could have been points that if we was trying to win a point, you know, system thing, we could have done it that way. But I just respectful, you know, that's all I'm saying about that part.
Yeah, there's one team. Washington scored more points than the Eagles did, and Washington had a brand new quarterback and a brand new everything. But you're right in the other cases. I can tell you that my gut would be that overall as an organization, they're probably disappointed in the efficiency overall of the offense. I think we did get great years out of the offensive line. We got a great year out of Saquon, of course. And they did, I give the coaching staff credit because they did what they needed to do to succeed this year. I would say, though, if they had the same results next year, I think it would be disappointing. From an offensive standpoint.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
okay.
that would be your second year in the same offense, which where I look for quarterbacks to really, you know, separate themselves from the average quarterbacks. But again, now we're going to look like we're going to lose Kellen Moore again. So now it looks like Jalen's going to have another offense that he's got to learn for the eighth time in his 5 or 6 year career.
Or they can hire another offensive coordinator and run the exact same offense again like they've done for the last three coordinators.
Honestly, you think they will hire from within? You could promote from within.
No, that would be smart, but I'm like, to me, it's like I wasn't really a Kellen Moore guy because I always look at his offenses, struggle to be good teams. And so I'm okay with him right now. I'm just hoping that we can walk this, not hoping. I believe that we are the best team in the NFL as a collective, as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the OG Wade 4-point system will win out, and that's all that really matters. All that other stuff, it's for this, you know, for us to, you know, talk on this radio thing mm-hmm. and do our thing. And then, you know, another thing I got to pick with you guys, am I a foxhole guy? Like, or am
of course
I just,
you are.
Am I I thought maybe I was just the standard. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're a foxhole guy. But as a foxhole guy, you do take a lot of shots online, and foxhole guys aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah. And you, listen.
You start a lot of trouble.
I don't need you to fill up my timeline with nonsense yesterday either.
See, you know.
Those where my group is. My university is online. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, y'all.
All I know is we'd be in the foxhole. We'd be in the foxhole.
You taking shots.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, what is that bling, bling, bling behind me in the foxhole?
OG's shooting us.
No, OG's tweeting in the foxhole.
It's called friendly fire.
Is that what it's called? So next question today. Today in 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuted. What's the GOAT game show for you?
Man, I was a gangster, so that game show. You know what my game show was? Yeah, me going down on 18th Street in South Philly, and like that corner. That was my game show right there.
What is wrong with you, man?
You can't even say what game show he liked.
He's
just so tough. He was so tough. He was involved in so many brawls. You know, this is like, what was my favorite game show? Sticking everybody up. Like, dude, just say
just go along. With
say
you
like
man.
Jeopardy, like
something, man.
Yeah. Oh, I love Love Connection. Like come
going
on,
down
man.
On 18th Street and lighten it up.
Yeah.
such a tough guy, man.
Yeah. he gave you an answer.
Well, usually Francisco. He's like trustworthy. Usually, like, I'm like, you know, he listens to the show, and I'm like, all right, you gonna do the side topic or next question? And he's like, I'll have it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So basically, he got by a friend without an answer.
Yeah, well, but that's okay as long as he said he had an answer. Yeah.
But that's what he does every time.
He lies.
He says that every time.
This guy, man. No, it was a good OG call. It was respectful. I felt like it was respectful. It wasn't respectful of Elliot, I guess, or Corey, but it was respectful of me, so I'll take it.
Well, he felt like they didn't defend Jalen well enough.
Right. And if there is somebody who will defend Jalen, it is of course OG. All right, coming up next, Bill Barnwell, big ESPN writer, gave his MVP picks, also gave his defensive rookie of the year pick, offensive player of the year, and there was one of his picks that was sort of surprising in an Eagles related way. I will give that to you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Somebody reminded me, Scope reminded me of this in the hallways. I haven't brought this up on the show. Have you ever done a polar plunge?
No.
So
I saw you.
Yeah. So I did it for a few years for a Special Olympics. So it is February 1st at Citizens Bank Park. And I have a team. It benefits Special Olympics Philly. It's at Citizens Bank Park February 1st. If you want to join my team, it's right there on my Twitter page, right at the top thing. Or you can just donate, raise money. Special Olympics, amazing cause. Really great. And I didn't know how great it was until I participated for a few years and was around the families who had helped. It's not just the athlete. It's great for the athlete, mm-hmm. but the families around the athlete is really an amazing cause. I will say, jumping in a pool at the end of January, beginning of February, is quite an experience.
You don't remember me coming to see you do it?
No, you came to see me?
Yeah.
At the top of Drexel, because it used to be on the roof of Drexel.
No, we came, I think you did it. It was me, Cindy, Turtle.
Okay.
We were out there as a station, and I think it was you. I think you, we were at some lake, though, somewhere.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
So okay. I did it a few years. They used to do it on the top of the gym at Drexel University, okay. which was also cold, and it was dark and whatever. What I'll say is this. It's the first 3 seconds jumping into the pool are a shock that your body is not ready for. Now, right afterwards, you're like, okay, this isn't so bad. But the even like, I don't know, like standing up there like, everybody looking at me.
Thinking about it.
With the shirt off. It's already cold. The jumping in the water. And then last thing, the ladder to get out of the pool. And I'm making this sound like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good experience. It is a bonding experience. It is a wonderful cause. You should do it with me. Come jump with me. Maybe I'll bully Jack into doing it. But the pool at the top of Drexel, you go to get out of the pool, and then you see the ladder. It's a metal ladder.
Ooh. That's colder, right?
Yeah, it's rough, man.
So what's the, is it, it's obviously not freezing temperatures, right?
Well, it's as cold as it is out there. So right. it's sort of, but think about this. Even if it's 48 degrees outside, which is not that cold, mm-hmm. water
jumping
outside,
in the water, yeah.
and they fill up the pool like the night before, so it sits out in the cold. I don't care if it's. If it's 20 degrees or 45 degrees or even 50 degrees, jumping into a pool is tough.
I thought that was you that we went out there to see.
No. I remember that one, but that one wasn't that one wasn't me. So if you'd like to join the team, just head on to my Twitter page or you can sign up Special Olympics website or you can just donate.
I saw you coming out of the water. Yeah, you all tatted up.
Yeah, all tatted up and
freezing.
And freezing.
And shriveled up.
Yes. It was the cold water, if anyone saw. I was wearing a big bathing suit, so you couldn't really, but just the water is so cold, you know, it's like nobody would want to be judged that way. You know, I got engaged before anyone ever saw me. I would recommend if you're going to get engaged, do it before the polar plunge. All right. 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Spike, you're lucky because they do something down at the Delaware beaches where they actually do a polar plunge where they go into the ocean.
Yeah, I wonder if the ocean is colder or less cold than the pool water.
Right, because it's more water.
Is.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no it's got to be colder. I'm telling you, I've never done it before, but I think it's nuts.
It is so crazy. Yeah, it's definitely crazy.
So, I just wanted to say congrats to Jack and his wife Jill for going up the hill and bringing down another Division III baseball player.
Your lips to God's ears, man. I hope Sutton's good enough to play Division III like Jack.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to comment on your Sirianni question earlier. So if the Eagles lose on Sunday, which obviously I'm not hoping for, I think Sirianni stays. But here's my question. I think they're going to revert back to, 4 or 5 years ago? And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be traded, and Tanner McKee is going to be the quarterback.
What just happened?
Whoa. Wait a minute. Under what context do you think this is going to happen? You think this is if they lose on Sunday, or just in general you think that's going to happen?
No, I think if they lose on Sunday, they're going to think about the quarterback factory that they have there, and they're going to look at Tanner McKee and they're going to trade Hurts the same way that they did Wentz, and they're going to use Tanner McKee's, you know, rookie contract to sign other players.
Well, I mean, look, they would wind up with I can't believe we're entertaining this, but I'll do it.
Glad we took OG's call already.
Yeah, I'll do this anyway. If a team was going to do it, they would especially with the dead money they will have on the cap because of Jalen, which I don't have it in front of me, but it would certainly be significant because they gave him a big bonus. They would definitely have dead money on the cap. You would have to do it like Denver did it, with a quarterback on a rookie deal, because you can't spend that sort of money. Now, like, if they wanted to do it, I guess having Tanner McKee and having Kenny Pickett there are the ways to do it, because, you know, one guy's making, what, $6 million and Tanner McKee's making whatever Tanner McKee is. So I wouldn't be surprised if they think that Tanner McKee could be their quarterback at some point, but I would be stunned if Tanner McKee was the quarterback next year. I would be stunned.
Well, Mark, let me ask you a question, Spike. I mean, didn't they do that with Carson Wentz? I mean, Carson Wentz had just signed a big contract, and they had all that dead money cap. They went to Jalen Hurts. So
they did, but they didn't win 14 games the year they moved on from
Wentz.
Wentz, you
won nine games and squeaked into the playoffs.
And there was significant friction between Carson and I would say the organization at that point. And
well, that was the Carson-Doug.
Carson and Doug.
Well, that was after the that was 4-12 year, right? That was the 4-12 year. 2020.
Yes, because that was the Devontae year.
That was a terrible terrible year for Wentz that year.
Yeah. So
I'm not hoping it, you know, because I love Jalen as the quarterback, but
it sounds like it.
You know?
What would you want them to do?
Who's that, me?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they should keep Jalen, and I would look to move Kenny Pickett next year. And I don't know what his contract status is.
Yeah, he's under contract for, I think, two more years.
Two more years, yeah.
Yeah, I think. Mark, for next question today, give me your favorite all-time game show.
I would say, Spike, I'm like you. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. But what? I do watch Jeopardy every night. But
hold on, what a shot! Yeah, you call me dumb?
No, you
already left the opening for him.
Okay, all right. I said it. Got it.
So I still watch Jeopardy every night, and I have a problem like answering questions, but I enjoy it. So Card Sharks was a good one.
Oh, Card Sharks was a good one.
I don't remember.
Now that's the same era as Press Your Luck, if I remember correctly. That's like a mid '80s thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because Card Sharks was good. They would just show you a card, and you just had to say whether it's higher or lower.
Yeah, they were basically just like, it's not war, but yes, they were playing. Yeah, I do remember.
Okay,
Card Sharks.
I do remember this game.
Yes.
Okay, I do remember this.
Thank you for the call, Mark.
Yeah, now I'm looking at it. Yeah, I see the dude with the cards. He would turn the cards over.
Yes. Game shows, I don't know if game shows are still as big a deal as they are now. I don't watch a lot of TV, but man, game shows were a huge deal.
They were huge. You know, everybody does. You know what's big now is the talent shows, the game, like singing and dancing, that type of thing.
Well, ever since that, I mean, what's it called?
American Idol.
All that. American Idol changed all that.
Yep.
All right. So Bill Barnwell did his awards this year. And there are some Eagles mentioned in some of them, some not mentioned. I wasn't surprised that Sirianni, he ranked his top three and his honorable mention for each. Now, for Coach of the Year, Sirianni doesn't get mentioned. Three is Harbaugh. Two is Kevin O'Connell. One is Dan Campbell. I think that is
Jim Harbaugh. Okay.
What did I say?
No, you said Harbaugh.
Oh, Harbaugh.
I'm like, my first thought was the Ravens, Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
And Jim Harbaugh did a good job,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah, he deserved to be there.
Yep. Comeback Player of the Year, Burrow wins. Get that. But this is an interesting one.
Was Burrow injured? Yeah, he was injured last year. Yeah.
Yep.
And I believe it has to be a player that's injured, not a player that was on a bench somewhere.
That's the Darnold thing.
Yeah, like Sam Darnold. Great year, should not be winning Comeback Player of the Year.
Well, and what the NFL said was, is they said that the award should be what you said, but they're not going to prevent people from voting for Darnold.
Gotcha.
But it's hard to go against Burrow. You know,
yeah, exactly, yes.
So this one I thought was interesting. I'll read you this one and then MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Number three, Kalen Bullock from the Texans.
Yeah.
Number two, Jared Verse.
Rams.
Number one, Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson?
From the Dolphins.
What the hell did Chop Robinson do? Now, I like Chop Robinson. He was on my draft board as one of my guys.
Yep. So he says, since the week 7 of the season, he's been one of the league's best pass rushers, 15.5% pressure rate, trailing only Myles Garrett. Full season, 7.5% quick pressure rate, which gets him, you know, ranked very high, fourth among all pass rushers, trailing only Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, and Micah Parsons. Finished with 6 sacks. There you go. Did not.
And he's at the top?
Quinyon Mitchell, not even in the top 3.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Right? And yeah, he's been beat ridiculous. A couple times over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think this is where him not getting interceptions
they
really
hurt him.
Hurts him.
Yeah, yep. they definitely hurt him. It sucks, but you know, a lot of these writers, that all they're doing is looking at the stat sheet, right? Yep. And if they don't see interceptions there, you know, they're like, okay, well, what did he do this game? So, I agree. And Quinyon Mitchell, I think, up until a couple weeks ago, he was the betting favorite, right?
I think he was right behind Verse. I thought Verse was the betting favorite, but yeah. I think he was second.
Nah, man, listen. Q got robbed out of this, and I think he had Pro Bowl level play this year.
Sure.
He could have easily been, certainly should have been an alternate. I wondered if he is an alternate at the cornerback position. But, yeah, he had an awesome season. Yeah, I know the interceptions weren't there, but, man, there were games where teams just wouldn't put their top receiver on his side and throw over there.
It was crazy.
Like, that says a lot about a rookie.
Yeah, maybe he's defensive rookie of the year if CJ GJ isn't playing defense on him every week. So, offensive rookie of the year, Brian Thomas Jr., Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels. I get it. I would have had
who'd they go? Brian
Thomas Jr., number 3, Brock Bowers, number 2, Jaden Daniels, number 1.
Oh, okay.
One.
So you went the other way. He gave me 3-2-1 instead of 1-2-3.
Now, here's a couple more.
Oh, no. Where's Bo?
What's that? Bo Nix not in
you
got
to have Bo Nix in there, bro. Yeah.
I think
he
so.
Made me a believer.
I think he could win.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
If Jaden Daniels doesn't win it, yes. I think it'll be Bo Nix. All right. Here's a couple more Eagles mentioned. Defensive player of the year. Number 1, Troy Hendrickson. Okay. Number 2, Patrick Surtain. Okay. Number 3, Zach Bond.
Oh, ZB got in there?
Zach Bond.
There you go.
Continuing his, Eagles aren't going to be able to afford him
campaign.
Yep. Offensive player of the year, Derrick Henry 3, Ja'Marr Chase 2, number 1, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
And he has Saquon number 3 in his MVP rankings. He has Josh Allen number 2 and has Lamar Jackson number 1. And he says Lamar and Josh Allen, he said, is a coin flip.
It
if
is.
You give it to either of them.
Lamar might you know what? I still think the narrative wins, and the narrative is Josh Allen.
Yes.
It's not Lamar Jackson.
I think the narrative matters.
It does. It normally does.
I think the story of things matters a little bit.
I agree.
I think Josh Allen, from what happened last year, the offensive coordinator getting fired.
Losing Stephon Diggs.
They get rid of the best receiver because of that, and then him coming out and playing the way he has this year. And they both do. Both Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen passed the eye test.
Yep.
Both teams are very good. That's the argument against Burrow, of course. But I think it matters. I think it'd be fine if they give it to either of them, even though I bet on Lamar Jackson.
And I honestly think Saquon's narrative is better than Lamar Jackson's also.
Yes.
So Lamar, to me, won one last year when he really won it because other people lost it.
Right.
At the end. I wasn't impressed with Lamar's year last year.
I think McCaffrey should have won it last year.
Yes, that's who I voted for last year, Christian McCaffrey. But Lamar's been so great this year, I wouldn't be upset if he didn't win it because he won it last year.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying?
Like, he's
Embiid won
a two-time winner. You know what I mean? So it's not as if, you know, like, and quite frankly, if I'm Lamar, I know it's nice to have those, but that's not really the trophy that he wants. He has two of those already.
Well, and it's not the trophy that he needs from a legacy standpoint.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he needs to win a Super Bowl.
And by the way, Josh Allen, like Embiid, I think has finished top 3 for 3 straight years in the MVP voting.
If Josh Allen, the thing is, I thought Embiid deserved it, but it was it was an award for 3
years. Yes. Yeah.
And I think Josh Allen's the same way. I think he deserves it, but also I think if if Lamar hadn't won two and Josh Allen hadn't been in the situation he was in, I think Lamar Jackson probably wins it.
Yep.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? It's come down a little to 80.7% of people saying yes. 215-592-9494. Chris in Pensauken. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
What's up? Yes. Oh, man, it's a great day. Thank God I was on hold a little bit. Got all my push-ups and sit-ups in, so thank you, guys.
Oh, Chris, hang on.
One second.
Not going anywhere. I'm going to keep you on the line. The Eagles released Ian Book.
I saw it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you.
So
he's playing.
Well, look, he can't.
Yeah, he's playing.
Well, Chris, hang on. I think it says as much about Kenny Pickett's health as it says about Jalen's health. They can think Jalen's playing all they want. He still has to go through practice and then go through and then pass the concussion thing. So I don't know
why.
Here's my thing, Chris, is like, I don't know how it benefits them to waive Ian Book today because they think Jalen Hurts is going to pass a concussion protocol in 2 days. I don't know how it benefits them.
More.
What's that?
But because they're pretty sure. From what everybody's saying, he's going to practice.
Yeah, but he has to practice, and then the next day he has to pass the test after he practices.
I think he's been fine for like 5 days. I love myself some Shady, and Shady speaks a lot out of term. Like he tells family secrets. He's on his show saying, man, I got the inside gig. I'm telling you, man, he's in walk around. He's fine. It's all good. So
okay.
I'll take Shady. But
Shady's on national TV saying that.
Yeah. Today on the show, he said, "Let me tell you, you guys got the news. I'm the inside guy. I got the news. My man's good to go." That's what he said exactly. Good to go from 2-5. That's what he said. I love him. I love that dude. He don't give a care. He don't care what people think. He just.
He's just blurting it out. Yeah, he's just saying
man.
It.
Now, I wouldn't do nothing bad with around him because he's a dry snitch. But, but I'd hang out and drink a couple of lagers with the dude. Yo, shout out to your producer, Fran, man. That dude is one of the best umpires at WIP. I got to tell you.
What did he do?
Fran?
I played sports. I'm sure you played sports, but played sports. You played sports.
Yep.
Know what a good umpire is?
What?
When he's not seen or heard or talked about the game, he just does the fishing, and never bring up the umpire.
Is this a shot at Jack?
The other dude, Buzz. Oh,
Buzz.
Well, Buzz talks a lot.
He talks a lot. He keeps people. Half my friends don't even call because he just puts you on hold and just leaves you there, dude. He might be a nice kid, but he's a polished turd. Well, hey, I'm just being nice for 2025. That's my nice side to Chris from Pennsylvania.
This is not good.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, you call it as you say. My dad said, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a mongoose.
Wow.
And he used to say, yo, if you're going to pee in my face, don't tell me it's clear and cold.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
That's just what it is, man. You know, that's what's wrong with America, Spike. Yeah, everybody's got to get a little oomph in them instead of being so, oh, my God, Spike. Spike said, I wasn't a good car. Okay, that's your opinion. Let's move on. You just got to be confident in yourself. I look in the mirror every morning and think, I'm a beast.
All right, Chris. In defense of Buzz, I feel like we have trained Buzz in a great way. I thought Buzz was way too chatty when we first got him, but Buzz, I think, has done a good job. We've honed his skills.
Ask Jack how many DMs he gets to say, I'm on hold. What's up with Buzz? Tell him to pick up the phone. He cherry picks, man, and that's cool. That's why I don't call when he's on it. I get it. It's all good. I'm too good. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I gotta tell you,
I'm with Ike, Spike. I'm with Ike. Forget about just getting to the Super Bowl. I want it all.
Well, you want it. That's not what we're talking about.
I want the biscuit. I want the biscuit. I want the steak. I want the salad. I want the drink. I want the napkin. I want it all. Guess what? I'll take our old head, Fangio. I'll take him against the young stud Ben from Detroit, the offensive coordinator. He turns down jobs because he wants $28 million to take a job. And Fangio will take belt to ass in the NFC Championship in Detroit. In Detroit, we will beat them. We go there. Eminem will be crying. Kid Rock will be crying. All those dudes, Mike's relatives will be in tears. They seem like they're nice people. Tell them I don't even care. How about that? Belt the ass to Detroit.
That's true. Wow. Especially if it's the Eagles. Yeah, we're going belt the ass. Sir. Yes.
Yes. Just ask Shady, man. Shady knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Shady knows. Friggin' Shady.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man. Our kid, the rook, the cornerback, Mitchell, and I don't care about those MVPs. And I want Saquon to do the, you know, break the record and all. People are still calling up like 2 days later. I'm like, whatever, dude. I want the big trophy. I don't want the little bear that you went on the boardwalk. I want the Cadillac DeVille, man, with the Vogue tires. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got the cell phone in there back in the day in 85. The big box you used to carry weighed like 72 pounds. It was a
Chris is on one today.
He's on one today, man.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, you know why? Because I do on hold, but I do them every day. I do 300 push-ups a day and 200 sit-ups. So I did them on hold. Now I'm all fired up. Now I just want to crush somebody.
I'm almost up to 300 push-ups, Chris. I'm at 260 a day. I've been building up.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing, 50 a set?
50 a set, yeah.
Yeah, 50 a set.
Ooh,
yeah,
50 a set?
I can do it right here for you. Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, I do. Dude, I'd love to have a competition with you and give it to charity. My son, like, I don't know if like remembers. My son, he's 22. He's autistic. Mm. He doesn't speak. He's nonverbal. He's my best friend in the whole world. He's totally opposite of me. Quiet, warm, loving, happy.
Likes Buzz.
You know what I mean? We'll do it for like, we'll send him money for charity every.
Well, I'm not doing a contest with you. You're obviously, you're doing it every day. Yeah, you're a lunatic.
Oh, I'm older than you, dude. I met my daughter and all when we drafted Clark.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 57, bro.
Okay, yeah. You are older than me.
And I hit like a train, dude. You can give me a whole speedbag.
Get out of here.
I hit a speedbag. I'm like, bang, bang, bang.
All right. 1975, Wheel of Fortune came out. What's your favorite game show?
My dad passed away a year ago. Love him, my best friend. But he used to piss my mom off every time he watched it. The Dating Game with Chuck Berry, man.
Berry.
Chuck Woodward. Yeah. But...
Yeah, there were some crazy questions being said back then. Yeah, and my mom was like, get that off.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chris. Yeah, Dating Game was
Dating Game. No, am I thinking... No. We're thinking of Love Connection, right?
Love Connection was Chuck Woolery.
Right.
I don't think Dating Game was Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, who the hell is Dating Game? It may have been Chuck Berry. I don't know. But I was thinking Chuck Woolery, just like you.
It was not Chuck Berry.
Because he's a singer, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Back to the Future.
Johnny B. Good.
Yes, Johnny B. Good.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not slow today, everybody. It's coming in a little faster.
Man, that Chris, I did not have... Chris just leveling Buzz on
my
list
unexpected.
Of things
that was unexpected
to happen on the show today. What's he? But Fran, is there any truth to the argument from Chris there that Buzz cherry picks callers and keeps them on hold too long?
I don't watch what Buzz does it when he's producing, so I'm not sure. I can't.
You know, it is possible. We have had some. Jack and I have had some discussions that we're out on remote and we're like. It's like, doesn't seem like there's as many calls as we think that there are. It's like, where are we? And I think Buzz might hate Chris from Pensacola. He might have a whole list.
Mm.
We have Buzz tomorrow.
So I was going to say, you have to check him on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jack's not going to be here tomorrow again. I guess he's going to have another kid. I see TK right here. TK, congratulations, TK.
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 Add to the baby factory.
Yes, the Tom Kelly baby factory over there. But
he's
TK's
rolling them out.
Working.
TK's rolling them out.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Man, his little buddies are swimming.
Yeah.
Like a damn rabbit.
TK's building his own army.
Yeah. Look at you over there.
Own little army. The Lollipop Guild. That's what the TK army is going to be called.
You know who he's talking about, TK? Okay.
Yes,
we love you, Willie Kid.
I'm Tom Kelly.
Yeah. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, it is Fran doing
Fran's top five.
Oh, you're confident, Fran?
Oh, I'm very confident. I'm responding to something you guys said to me last time I produced, or one of the last times I produced, like 3 months ago. So
oh, wow.
I'm responding. Yes.
But the listeners are going to be able to understand why
it's
funny.
Yes, yes. I will say what happened.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Also Rios and Herb come up. Jesus, like the afternoon show all-star
That's
team.
That's right.
And Fran. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.